This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Hour number three already. How about that? 6:02 here in the Bayou City. All right, just looking around the complex. Real update on the weather. All right, looking at air temps. They're about 39 in Galveston. Eagle Point's 38. Morgan's Point's 37. Water temps looks like 44.8 at Eagle Point. A little cooler at the railroad bridge, according to Plog, last segment, talking to him. And then Morgan's Point's 52, so water cool. Winds are kind of got a lot of west in it this morning, northwest 8 to 10 at the Galveston Channel, west 3 to 5 at Eagle, and west at 8 to 11 up at Morgan's. All right, let's go to Captain Cliff Webb down in Corpus, see what he's up to this morning. Good morning, Cliff. What's up, buddy?
Morning, Mickey. How's it going, buddy?
Oh,
well, I'm over here in Dilley, Texas, hunting some big old deer, man. I got two
Dilley.
Yesterday. And
up there in Dilley.
Yeah,
I haven't been there in a while.
Man, it's a cold up here, man. But
I bet it is.
It's cold, man. But I had a really great week. I hunted and fished the whole week. I started last Saturday when I talked to you. I went up to Alice and the bird hunting was just unbelievable.
Wasn't it crazy?
Like, it's crazy. So I think I shot my limit by 4:15. It was just stupid, you know. And then I came back Monday and just caught big fish till we dropped, you know, big fish Monday, Tuesday.
Baby.
I was only people out. And we had on everything you could possibly put on, and we were still cold.
Oh, I bet you were. How about that boat ride in that weather, man?
Oh, man, we caught between 45 and 55 fish. We didn't count, but, man. And so this is so cool. So we're catching these big fish, and I'm going, man, these fish are piling in here. Look at all these fish coming in here. Look at all this bait coming in here. You just see them coming in. I said, tomorrow, Tuesday, we're going to smoke them. We're going to kick their butt tomorrow morning. I can't wait. So we're all fired up saying, guys, you know. So that night, that tide dropped 2.5 feet. I couldn't believe
boy.
It. I get up the next morning. I'm fired up. You know, we all got there early, you know, and I go to 37. You can't hardly get the boat off the tread. The tide's so low that most of the boat lifts are out. They're dry under the boat lift.
Right.
It's just amazing amount of dump. I said, well, this is a game changer. This is going to move our fish big time. And so I didn't find those fish. I got in there where I was. I caught about 6 or 7 good fish, and then I could just tell they pulled off big time. And so I had to find the exit. So it took me till probably 12:30 to find them. Boy, when I found them, I found them. You know, they went down to 9 foot of water, and they're laying on the bottom. And I found them on my electronics, you know. And so the only way I get them to hit, they're so lethargic by then, is I try to drift over the top of them with the XL Little Johns, with those big old XL Little Johns on the opening night. And I pop one or two, and we go right to the school. So I would scan them on my electronics, then I go up current from them and spotlight my trolling motor and make long casts off the back of the boat on top of them schools. And you catch 3 or 4, and then you could tell the school was moving. So you pull back up, you know, move another 100 yards up toward the movement, and then spotlight again. But once I found out the way that they were moving, I could stay with them, Mickey.
Right.
That's, and so, you know, exactly. We had a good day. I think, you know, we caught some 7-pounders, but lots of just solid 5s and 6s, just really good fish.
Oh,
you know?
Man, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it was good. You know, so Wednesday, I'm going, I got the same guys. I said, man, we're going to kill those. And those guys got so cold. They all the zippers. But of course, they had the Sims jacket. Every zipper was broke on all their jackets on the Sims. I felt so sorry for them, you know. Of course, my zipper breaks on my waders, the Sims waders. So we're all got zipper issues, you know. So anyway, we got the wire ties up and got all the zippers up. But they canceled on me Wednesday, you know. So I was kind of glad, you know. It was just like 2 days of that. I was just whooped. But
yeah, that'll take it out of you. Boy, that's some good fishing, though. Man, that's big time.
Oh, God, it was good, man. It was so good. I've seen some pictures.
Awesome.
And then Barry, my good friend Barry, says, hey, man, my friend's got a 7,000-acre ranch up by Dilly. He needs, like, 35 deer shot off it, you know, management bucks. And
I'm your guy.
I'm your guy.
He didn't have to twist your arm, did he?
I know. And so we got here late last night, you know, probably 5 o'clock, and we ran all the deer off. You know, we come in with the truck, and all the deer ran, you know, so we said, let's get in the blind so we can get. And I got a spike and a doe right before dark, you know.
Right.
So today we're going to try to kill 15 or 20 deer today, you know. So
my goodness.
There's so many deer here, you know. They're 7,000-acre high fence. They got to manage it, Mickey, you know, so they can't have too many deer. But these deer are so fat, I can't wait to put them on the table because they've been corn-fed, and they're going to be such good eating.
Oh,
and they
weigh
200 pounds, Mickey. They're huge.
I know.
You know? But anyway, that picture you just sent me of Blaine's deer is awesome. God almighty.
That's pretty nice deer for low fence, ain't it?
Oh, that's amazing. What did that deer score?
He's Blaine's thinking he's anywhere between 165 and 170. He's right in there. I mean, he's just under a buck deer.
Toad.
That is a toad. Old warrior, too, about 8-year-old.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what he looked like, too. That's amazing. That is just amazing. But I'm sitting there putting last thing I'm doing is put my coveralls on, and Barry just dropped his wife and Garrett and Kenzie off another blind. So I got the whole Bryan family here, and they're all shooters. It's going to be nasty. They're all just killing machines.
Boy, y'all so going to make a mess this morning.
We're going to make a mess, by the way. So he's going to drop them off and come back. And when I finish the show, they'll come back and pick me up and put me on a blind close to the house here. And I'm going to finish up some calls here this morning, then get real serious this afternoon and Sunday morning and try.
Well, that house blind hunting is pretty good at times. That's where Blaine killed that big buck.
I know.
Right off the front porch.
Yeah.
How about that?
I know it. That's crazy. That's amazing. You know, and this blind's probably, you know, quarter mile from the house, but it's got lots of that. We pulled up there yesterday. There's a couple of big culls in there, big old giant eights in there that need to be shot. So hope they'll show up.
Oh, baby. Yes, sir.
You know,
okay. MLD time.
It is, dude. And these deer are so fat, man.
Oh, I love it up in that area where you're at, Dilly and Cthulhu and Los Angeles and all that area there, Pearsall.
That old red dirt. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a good friend of mine. They've had a family ranch there for 50 years, you know, in Cthulhu. And, man, there has been some monster deer, you know, shot off that ranch. You know, but they, they manage it right. They don't let anybody pull the trigger. I think Wayne Webb got him a buck deer off there. Several buck deer have come off that ranch.
Oh, yeah.
It's low fence.
Uh-huh. That's something else, man. Golly, that's good stuff. But, you know, I have not shot a deer off our, well, my friend shot a, my buddy Greg shot a management buck off of our place, but the other place I hunt now, I hadn't shot anything yet, but it's just hard to, you know, there's got plenty of hunters, and when I come up here and shoot these culls that have been corn fed all years, I just don't really want to shoot those deer.
Right.
You know, there's plenty of hunters there, but these are just, you talk about some great eating, man, they're so fat. It's just, you look at them through the binoculars and their bellies just sticking out. It's just incredible how they, that well they're fed. They feed them all year long here. So, you know, they're great table fare here. So I'm excited about that.
You know, store-bought burgers, pretty good, you know, it's okay and everything, but man, there's just something about venison burger, you know, with brisket in it. Just, man, there's no,
and that's
comparison.
What I'm gonna do,
and it's way better for you too, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was listening to somebody talk, I guess yesterday on a TV show about hunting, and he mixes 20% brisket with his hamburger meat. What do you mix 40%. Fat wise with that? 40%. Okay.
64.
I've never done it. I've always used like that Boston buck stuff, you know, to mix it. This time I'm going to build the brisket because I've had some burger and it's really good. So this time I'm gonna grind up some big ham.
Yeah,
and do some brisket.
You can't go wrong grinding up brisket and mixing it in with your venison like burger with.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You know, Belleville made me some burger last year with Wagyu trimmings in it.
Oh, my God.
And pretty serious. It was pretty good. But I like the brisket flavor better, you know, personally.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do it. And I got, we killed a couple of sow hogs, and Greg's going to take some of that pork up there to make some hot tamales out of them. I think they'll be really good, and some sausage out of the other stuff. But those hot tamales I got from Belleville were some of the best I ever had.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I'm going to get some of that made. And I'm getting low on Axis deer, but I've been eating Axis a lot, and that's some fine eating. But
isn't that good? Man,
I'm so glad I don't have to buy all that meat at the store. You start looking at these meat prices, it's ridiculous.
Oh, it's horrible. It just, you know? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, just so glad I got wild game to eat. Jesus, man.
You know, James Fontenot was down there during Christmas. He's a big-time meat salesman. And
right.
I was asking him, you know, how come we just, you know, you can't go to the store and just buy a good cut steak anymore without having to buy the prime or, you know, Wagyu.
Yeah.
You know, and pay those ridiculous for it. He said, that's just kind of the way it is right now. He said, some of the best beef is coming out of Nebraska right now.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, we talked about the prices. It's everything's high. Skyscraper high.
And they're not going down, you know.
Yeah.
It's like somebody said, if you could sell a golf ball for a dollar, why would you go back down to a quarter? That's kind of what happened to this. If they got the prices high and everybody's buying it, why would they drop down?
I hope as the economy and everything changes, it should with this new administration, that, you know, we get. I've never seen anything go back down after it's been high for so long. It just changes.
That's true. Yeah.
Salaries, you know, wages need to go up.
Yeah, that's one thing. Oh, I know. That's one thing it does in the price of everything, but the wages kind of go a lot slower than the price of everything else.
Seems like.
Yeah, it's true.
You know?
Yeah, it's true.
All right. Well, let me knock out this commercial break, and I'll come back, and I'll do you one more segment and let you get to your hunt.
All right.
All right. Hang on, Jeff.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Well, folks, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Well, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch. It's a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters also. And bring your friends, your clients. Let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything for you, from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays, to a fully stocked bass pond. And your weekend hero will be one you won't soon forget. And if you need a place for, like, team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. Please tell them Captain Mickey sent you. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 618 here in the Bayou City. Let's go back and talk to Cliff Webb some more. We're talking big trout and big bugs. Nothing like it. If you're from Texas and that don't get you going, you need to move. All right, Cliff.
Yeah. You know, I'm sitting there going, man, I should be quail hunting too. I said, I got to invite to quail hunt Monday, but I'm thinking, man, I'm too tired to go quail hunt Monday because I got to fish Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So I'm probably not going to make that Monday quail hunt, you know. But it's heck to get old. You just can't do it all, you know.
You can't get enough, man. You know, and I wasn't disappointed, but I understood there was just too many deer hunters when I was down at Blaine's because I wanted to call you. You ought to see all the doves flying around that place.
Yeah.
And you'd have a heart attack looking at all the coveys of quails running around. They're like,
oh,
ants.
I love quail,
I'm going,
man.
This is
oh, my
nuts.
God.
The whole countryside's moving on the ground, and it ain't snakes. It's birds. It's crazy.
That's crazy. God, that's good stuff, you know. But all the birds I shot Saturday was all big northern birds, big, fat, you know, just like pigeons. They were just huge, you know. I don't know. It's just, I guess, all the northern birds coming down with that front, but it was just stupid amount of birds.
You know, when I was talking to Jeff Code earlier, he's up there in the panhandle, and he said there's dove everywhere. He said he couldn't believe how many dove are way up there in that cold weather. Millions of them.
I guess we'll still have another dove.
I don't think we're going to run out of birds anytime soon. These dove populations, man, when they kicked in, about 2 or 3 years running now that the dove population has just been incredible.
Oh, it's nuts. And then it's this last batch of dove. I took my time and picked them. I picked every one of them.
Oh,
and
because
I love the legs. I love the legs.
Oh, you
dove,
like those,
you know?
those little legs are
God,
good. There's just not enough of them.
It's
kind of like
picking
crab meat, man.
I know it, man. But, you know, my family, we never breasted birds. We picked everything. So I got used to that. And so my son, he'll give us a mess of birds. And even the hearts are in there, little hearts, you know. So I kept all the hearts, you know, and fried them up. And then I fried them a little while, then put them in cream and mushroom gravy and put them in the oven for an hour. And I'm going to tell you what, that's pretty
slap
good stuff.
Slap your old
right
mama.
Yeah, that was pretty good stuff right there, buddy, you know. But, I mean, it's the food that you get in the outdoors. It doesn't have a lot of preservatives, doesn't have a lot of chemicals. And it's just, you know, you get used to eating. It's hard to eat store-bought stuff a lot. You know, every once in a while I get real hungry for a hamburger or a chicken or something. Most of the time I'm digging something out of the freezer. I don't know about you, but I'm digging around the freezer trying to find something besides store-bought stuff, you know?
Well,
that's kind of the way we grew up.
Yeah. You know, wild game, you know, a lot of people think of it as being gamey and not taste. Man, the flavor and the health benefits off of it are incredible. And if you know how it's all about cooking it properly. A lot of people
and how it's taken care of when you shoot it, Mickey. I see these guys that they'll shoot a deer and leave the guts in half a day, or drag in the back of the truck, take a bunch of pictures, you know, and just kind of the meat wasn't that good, really, you know. But you know, we shoot them and there's no hair on the meat, and you know, we age them. The process of aging is real important on deer too. You know, you set them in a cooler.
It is. You got to keep it dry. You know,
and keep it dry. Don't let the water get on it and age it. It's so much better.
Just keep the plug out of the cooler and put it where it'll drain and won't mess anything up. And just keep adding ice to it. Keep it ice cold and dry, and it ages just right. And then take it to the processor after about 4 or 5 days.
You know, I shot a bunch of hogs.
We all had a walk-in cooler to hang them in.
Yes. I had to buy another freezer this year, Mickey. I had to buy another freezer, but the freezers were on sale for like $150. But I mean, fill it up with meat, it's worth it, you know. Yeah. So, but you know, I'm gonna tell you what I did the other day. It was so good, Mickey. So I normally take my pig hams, you know, and grind them up for chili meat. Well, this time I took a whole ham and I brined it in salt water about 4 hours, and then I rinsed it off and I put it on smoker for about 4 hours, and then I put it on a big skillet on the stove, and I cooked it down for 6 hours and made pulled pork out of it.
That was the best pulled pork I've ever
had, man. It was incredible. You know, served with coleslaw on a hamburger bun. And I think, man, I think I found something new to do with my pig hams. You know, I don't think I'm going to grind them up anymore. You know, I think I'm going to do them like that.
Well, those little bitty milk-fed pigs I did at the ranch down there about 3 years ago when Richie caught all them in the traps that night with fish grease. I mean, you couldn't get another pig in them traps, man. They were,
that's good.
And a lot of the little pigs that run off, you know, they could just walk right through the wire because they were so small, but there was about four of them that stayed with their mama, and we got them first, and boy,
our kudos. Oh, my God.
It just needed to be more. People were begging for more of that stuff. You pick that little pig up in that pan after you finish, and all the meat just falls off of it. We made pulled pork sandwiches out of that for a couple of days.
God.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. You know, and that's so funny about the fish I'm catching. We hardly caught any fish that were under 20 inches. Those guys on Monday wanted to keep a mess to eat. We finally got them a few fish under 20
finally
inches.
Finally found them some slots. Yeah, I mean, hey, you know that's the problem. Either too big or too small. That 5-inch window this time of year is hard to get, you know, if you want to keep fish.
Yes. And Tuesday,
there ain't
the fish,
nothing
all
better
the fish
eating than them Baffin Bay trout. My gosh, those fish are so delicious down there.
They really are good, Mickey. Man. You know, so. Anyway, I'm thinking this. I think today, down south, I know Jay's fishing today, and Wyatt. I talked to Wyatt. And, hey, by the way, Wyatt won that Troutmaster last
week. Yeah, I saw where Wyatt won that, him and his partner. That's awesome.
Yeah, he's my next-door neighbor. I got to keep his lab, Lucy. I kept his lab for him that day. And I tell you what, that was really cool. That's the one fine little dog he's got there, man. That's a great lab he's got. But anyway, he's a great fisher.
I never met a Labrador I didn't like.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it?
They're great companion dogs and hunting dogs.
But the funny story on that tournament, Cody, the guy, had an 8-pounder and a 7-pounder the first day. And all he had to catch was a couple of 4-pounders to beat Wyatt. And he zeroed the second day.
Yeah, I saw that where they zeroed out the next day.
Yeah,
isn't that crazy?
Tide fell out and those fish moved on him. They burned him in a burn boat and found those fish. And that's the trouble about burn boats. You find them, they're moving. I mean, most of the time, unless you find them in a cove or something, the next day they might not be there, especially if you have a tide movement or weather change.
You get a water drop like that, it's moving stuff, man.
You better have some backup plans, you know. And that's what happens to the tournament guys. They get hard-headed. They go, I know they're here. They've got to be close. They just keep pounding that area. They need to just pull up and move.
Well, man, with a tide drop like that, they're not pulling back in.
They're not pulling in.
You better go find them. And chances are they're not that far from where they were. They'll just be deep.
Close
to that.
I got to think, where could they possibly go Tuesday? There's no water in this flat. There's nothing. We were catching fish. There's not any water there. And so I said, well, they got to go here, you know. And thank God for electronics, because I covered about 600 or 700 yards before I found the water fish, you know. And it was credit because you could see the bait with the fish. And then once you found them, you could tell which way they're moving, you know. And then and stay with them. But that deep water fish is a lot different than that corky fish. You know, it's just real slow bite on Tuesday. It was just kind of your rod just loaded up a little bit, and
that's
that was
it.
Fish. You know, I was watching my guys, and they'd load up, and they wouldn't set the hook. I said, dude, we're on straight mud here. There's no grass. If you load up,
anything come tight whatsoever, you better be, you know, crossing some eyeballs, man.
Sit on them. That's it. But I'm going to go see that big old 8-point I saw yesterday on it. So I'm going to see if I send you pictures, big old monster 8-point if I get him. But they got
probably
another
dream buck, and you're going to shoot him for a cull.
No. Well, Garrett, Barry's son's got a really cool deer. He was a typical an eight, but with no broad time, so he's a 6-point. But he is a stud, and I think Garrett's probably going to get him today or tomorrow. He's going to hunt him, so I'd like to see that deer on the ground. That's a pretty deer.
You know, Blaine had a customer yesterday shoot a big buck, and he said it's really not that small, much smaller than mine. He said, I put it in the freezer next to mine. And he said, it's an awesome deer. It's going to score in the upper 150s, maybe 160.
Golly.
It's a big one.
They got some good deer. Man, that's something.
Yeah, it's, you know, late in the season, it's coming a little earlier, usually when they're quail hunting is when they start seeing all these giants. And it, I mean, when I got there, the rut was on, you know, at Christmas. I mean, they were a lot of young bucks chasing does, but you knew the big boys were going to move in and take them over after a period of time. Right. I just missed it by a few days. I mean, that's luck of the draw.
I know that time you were there was so hot. Man, we're talking about how hot it was when you were there.
92 and 95 every afternoon. But, you know, I still had some decent hunts, you know, with that warm weather because the rut was on.
Yeah.
You know, you were, these bucks were tailing those does and following to the food every day. The does, they were just run out of energy. They had to have something. They'd come to that corn like rats.
Well, be sure and tell Blaine congratulations on that buck. That's a monster. That's really something.
Yeah, that's
really something.
I'm glad for him. That guy put a lot of work in down there. And,
yes.
He, you know, he had a big one over at Nava North, one of his other ranches, that he put the gun, you know, put the gun up, took it off safety, and he looked at it a little bit and said, nah, I'm going to back off. And he was saving it for a customer. But
I don't blame him.
But that buck that came to call in the courtyard, he gone. He going on the wall. Blaine deserves it. I've seen him pass up so many good deer to save for his customers, but when the rut's on, you'll never see that deer again.
Nope, you got to shoot him now, man.
You got to get him while he's hot. And that doe stuck around just long enough, and the next day that doe could have been 2 miles from there. You never know.
Exactly right. But anyway, they're all waiting for me in the truck, buddy. I got to get rolling here.
Well, you get your butt out there and
okay, I'm going. And I
go shoot that big egg. Send me some gut pile pictures, man.
I'll send you some gut pile pictures.
All right, brother. Well, hey, look, you have a good one. Throw them out a number, Cliff. Somebody wants to come down and catch some big Baffin Bay trout with you.
All right, Mickey. I'm at area code 361-949-0707. Appreciate you having me on, Mickey. Thanks, man.
Anytime, brother. It's always good talking to you.
All right, Mickey. Thanks.
Later. All right, that's Captain Cliff Webb down in Corpus. He's up in Dilley this morning hunting deer. They're going to whack a bunch of them today. Got to. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers, located right at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. Check them out firsthand at the store. They have them on display, all their different size bottles. Plus, they have their regulators, diffusers. They've got it all right there. Plus, they refill your bottles right there at the store also. And if you're looking for quality Gulf seafood, Boyd's has it all. If you're looking for the big 9, 12-count shrimp or 15, 18s, whatever size you like, they have great availability and pricing also. And check out their Cajun Grill next door. They serve some really good food there, and they have crawfish when they're available, and they've been getting them kind of early this year. So check them out at boydsonestop.com, or you can call the store at 409-945-4001. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 6:35 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down the coast a ways and check in with Captain Bink Grimes this morning and see what he's up to. I'm pretty sure he's duck hunting. Good morning, Bink. What's up, man?
Good morning. Good morning. Breathing hard.
Breathing hard? Yeah, you're just getting set up, huh?
Yeah. We set up, and you got to go hide the buggy, and then you got to walk back across this marsh to get to the blind. And it ain't the easiest of things, but keeps an old 53-year-old salt.
Man, are you 53 already?
You believe that?
Golly, I know I'm getting old now, man. I mean, I remember you were just a little kid out there hunting at Fitzgerald's with us, you and your dad.
That's
man.
Right.
That's crazy.
That's right. 18 years old, still hitting baseballs back then.
Yep, you were a hell of a ball player. That's why I always hit it off with you, because you like waterfowl hunting and baseball, and so did I.
Well, they go hand in hand. And I mean, if you can hit a baseball, you usually shoot a shotgun.
You think?
Yeah. It's
like casting a rod. If you can throw a baseball good and accurately, you can do the same thing with a fishing rod.
That's exactly right.
Throw it where you're looking, baby.
That's right. Let your eyes take your hands where they're going with it goes. So.
Better than the old bread basket.
Yeah, it's a little brisk out here today, but we don't have much wind today.
How cold is it over your way this morning?
Man, I think when we rolled in here, it was 36, I think.
Yeah, there you go.
36 and it's clear. Yesterday it was about 38, 39, blowing 25 out of the northwest, so it was a little bit chillier. Well, it's 2 or 3 box days.
Them ducks get over them decoys, and boy, as soon as they make their break, they're gone.
Yeah, that's the thing. You got one shot on them, and they look so close, and they're coming to you in that wind, and they're bucking it, and they look so daggum close, and you pull up to shoot, and they're at 45 yards.
Yeah.
But they're... You know, they're hard to finish them, especially big ducks like gadwalls. They're hard to finish them in a big wind like that, because they're just hovering and looking and looking and looking and looking. And so you got to really, at first shots on a day like yesterday is very, very crucial. But we did all right, man. We had 30 yesterday. It was pretty good.
Oh, that's good.
30 yesterday.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's our marsh has been holding up. We're very blessed.
Because I know a lot of guys that aren't.
Yeah, it's not the best season by no means, but we've been very blessed. We've stayed steady. We don't have what we normally have, but we've got plenty, you know.
You think you got any new birds with this frontal system?
Man, I can't really tell.
I heard from a guy east of town was telling me he don't think they got that much. Maybe some teal.
I don't either. And even my buddies up on the prairie, I just don't. I don't see the sheer numbers. You know, I know it. What happened with us too is we got more birds off the bay because heck, there's no water back there. You know, where it was 5, 6, 7 inches of water in those very, very back lakes, you know, there's nothing now. It's all sand.
Plus, all the open bay's been rough and windy, and they don't like sitting out there in that.
No, they don't. So I think we got some, but I didn't see. I mean, don't get me wrong. We've got ducks, but I just didn't see the eye popping, amounts that I wanted to see. And we were talking about this with what's old Hunter yesterday. You know, man, if they hadn't got here by now, I wonder if they're coming. You know,
that's true.
You know, I just wonder. I haven't never been in this position. I've never seen an October or November this warm, and then you just wonder, man. You don't know what their internal time clock is. You don't know, you know, they're just a big mystery, and you just wonder, man, if it's January the 11th or 12th, whatever it is today, if it's and they get a push, are they coming? Or are they just gonna say, you know what, we're just gonna hold up here, we're just gonna call it a year up here, and not go down there? So you know, I don't know. I don't know, because I just everybody I've talked to, the same deal. You know, I try to write that Central Flyway report for Ducks Unlimited. Man, I mean, Arkansas didn't load. Arkansas's got all that snow, and they didn't load up. They didn't load up.
Well, you know, Oklahoma either, like they normally do.
I know, and it's
maybe they were off with their counts.
Maybe they were, but you know, even Mickey, you remember, even in those years when I was hunting out there at Fitzgerald's with you. You know, it was a 39-day season, and it was a three-duck. It was a three-duck limit.
Yeah.
You know, after the drought, they cut everything back, you know. And it just seemed like there were more ducks still. You know, it seemed like we – you know, you remember going in there and just banging them and coming
clouds
back the next
them.
Day and
oh,
banging them.
Rolling
and
in. You had
banging
to...
them and banging them, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just – if it's
you
more –
You used to have to make your customers unload your gun and say, that's it, boys, unload them right now. Don't make another shot. We're done.
That's it, yeah. Oh, we got a big group of teals buzzing us right now. But, you know, and we're sitting here, and here's another thing, man. If they don't show up, we're sitting on this big fireball moon in 2 days. If they don't show up with all this going on, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I have seen more greenlings. But I'll tell you what I did do in El Campo this week. I've got some dear friends that I hunt with on usually Tuesdays and Wednesdays, because we let this marsh rest usually Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And so I hunt the high ground up there on all that stuff. And he's one of the few people that has birds up there. And we went in there and shot 30 ducks, and I think 26 of them were blue wings. Now, blue wings. We've been shooting a lot of blue wings, but to shoot 26 blue wings on January, whatever, the 7th or 8th, you know, and they just got there. That's the thing. They just showed up. And so where were all the green wings, you know, too? Because it was one of those high ground ponds that usually have just tons and tons of green wings. But, I mean, just blue wings just doing it, you know. And you know, 10 of the prettiest bull drake, you know, with blue heads and that white crescent, you know, the prettiest ones you ever want to see, you know. Just beautiful.
Yeah.
So. I don't know. I don't have any answers for it. I'm going to keep hunting. I'm going to keep enjoying myself. But I don't have the answers. I don't know if anybody that has the answers.
I don't think anybody does. I mean, we love talking about it. Everybody got their own theories. That's the way it works.
Yep. I know.
What time's your shooting time in your area? 6:47?
We can shoot 3 minutes.
Three minutes?
We shoot 3 minutes. Yeah, okay. I got to get to the blind. I'm out here. That's around. yeah, we can shoot in 3 minutes.
Cool.
Hold on for a minute. Here's your bullet. Right. You bet. Shall I get your guns, boys? Okay. Let me camo these people. That's what's going on, man. Yesterday was the day before yesterday. We were, you know, they kind of moved different on that moon, and we were sitting on, I don't know, we were sitting on like 7 ducks at like 8 o'clock, and when we rolled out at 8:45, we had our 24. You know, they just moved, you know.
Right.
Green wings started doing it, and it hasn't been just a
what was the nasty day? Thursday, do you hunt now and all that rain and wind?
Well, we got out of here. We got out of here before that. It didn't really hit till about 9 o'clock. So we had a nice right. little buggy ride back. We told ourselves, hey, we got 2 hours and then we're getting to the house.
So, oh, that was some miserable stuff, man.
It really was. It sure was. And then yesterday, you know, it quit right about shooting time.
Yeah.
So it was perfect, but then here comes the wind. But man, those gadwalls did it yesterday. Whew, they did it.
They'll get
they did it. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we're hunting a spot we've been letting marinate for about 2 weeks, and they've been in here pretty heavy, and we're kind of hunting the edges of it today. We got 5 inches of rain on Friday. So it was,
y'all got that much rain out of that? Wow.
That much rain. We sure did. We came back the next morning, and this old marsh was just flooded, so we're hunting the edges. You know, puddle ducks go to the ditches after.
Yeah.
They don't go, you know, that's what they do. And so we're kind of hunting the edges of grass right now and hoping to get on them. Because you can't, it's kind of like, I mean, you just can't, you don't know after 5 inch rain. You just kind of go, you got to go, you know, say, here, I think they're going to do it right here, you know, but you know,
right.
you never know. You know, but what I do know, they're not going to be in the middle out there in our middle marsh. I don't think so. So,
no.
You know, I just don't, because the water's deeper and they're puddle ducks. They don't
dig deep. Puddle ducks, water. Dabbling ducks.
So, yeah, it's going to be a bright morning. The way the wind is, the wind that we do have, the southwest, northwest, man, we're looking right into the sun. So, we're going to try to get on them early and do our best not to have.
What wind do you have here this morning? You got a lot of west in it this morning?
Northwest, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm showing across the board.
But
west
it's not
and
much.
Northwest.
Yeah, it's not much at all.
No.
So it don't really, because we kind of set sideways so we don't have to stare into it the whole time. And we're going to kind of hunt some traffic birds, you know. They moved pretty good yesterday with the weather that we had, but today, you know, I don't know what they're going to do. Every day is a different day, you know. It is.
Well, all we need to do is get a good flock of teal to come in here right at shooting time and blast away, man.
Exactly right. We're sitting on a teal hole right now. Boy, it's pretty.
That's good.
This pond was about three acres before the
rain.
Yeah, and it's about 10 acres now.
My goodness.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So.
Yeah. I can hear y'all shoving shells in them Auto 5s.
Oh, A5, they still hit them pretty good.
They do. That's a.
Well, Blaine shot a heck of a deer.
Wasn't that nice?
Man, what a deer.
Old warrior. Deer. Just, he served his purpose, and now he's going to look good on the wall. I'm glad for Blaine.
Imagine how many big deer have you seen that just let walk over the years for customers, you know?
Yeah. Well, that one messed up. He came in the courtyard.
He come through camp? Is that what he did?
Yeah, Blaine, all around his lodge. I mean, he's got, what is it, 22 layers of carpet now? I mean, he puts a new layer out every year when he started doing this. And, I mean, anywhere you walk, you're not having to walk on dirt or anything. It's just all carpet. And, you know, 50 yards out all the way around the lodge and everything, front, back, and the sides, and you even park your trucks on it. And it makes it nice, keeps the house clean, not trucking in, you know, all that sand. But it came right through the yard on the carpet, chasing a doe. Craig had just got back from dropping customers off. He called Blaine and said, man, I got you a deer over here. Got you a shooter.
And got him on the red carpet, huh?
Yeah. But, well, when Blaine got back, it was about 250 yards out down the lane on that doe that he was chasing. Here we go. Let's do some duck hunting.
Let's do a little duck hunting.
Yes,
right, boss. Watch them on your right side, guys. Get ready, y'all gonna shoot them. Cut them now, right now. Cut them. Cut him.
Finish him off.
Almost let him go. We got him. Boy, that Joker decoyed right on top.
Boy, they came right in, didn't
they? I'm telling you. They were quite friendly. I like them that way. I like them that way. Look. Yeah, they did it. There were just two. He said, he asked me how many we got. There were just two. We got all of them.
We're
in trouble. we are real big trouble, because those were at 15 yards, boys.
Boy, that's coming in. That's getting in the living room with you.
Yes, sir. Those old gads are fickle ducks. But
they
are.
You'll go a week and they wouldn't decoy for nothing, and then the next week, you can't beat them off of you. It's crazy how them gray ducks react and act.
Old gray ducks.
You saved a many a hunt for me back in the day.
Boy, ain't that the truth. And they just love this marsh. It's our bread and butter, and gray ducks.
Teal and gadwalls, bread and butter ducks.
And we'll have, widgets too, but we hadn't seen as many pinktails or spoonbills this year.
I hadn't heard much on canvasback this year. Last year, there was a lot of cans killed, but I'm not seeing many this year.
Out front, right here. Be real quiet. That's one of my other groups. Could y'all hear that on there?
Yeah.
In the background?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Out front, boys. Get ready.
No takers
on that one. He was a little high. Hey, y'all watch on that right side, Chad. Those teal, if they roll through here, y'all kill them. Don't, because if they're coming through, they're coming through right on that highway, that little slough. But they'll roll right down your right side right there. We're going to shoot right here on top.
He didn't want to play either.
More on top. We got to get down here. Got more on top, boys. We're going to let them do this thing. They've been in here. I'm going to be quiet for a minute. He led about 50 yards in front of us. These other ones are out there. Cut him. Nice little move early. Boy, it's clear. It's amazing.
Yeah. White moon was bright this morning coming in.
I had to go probably 40 miles an hour on this Oklahoma Market Road for about 20 miles because there were so many deer right on the side of the road because that moon was falling.
Yeah.
That loon was right on the horizon. Those suckers were out there chomping right on the table. I mean, I'm telling you, and then you saw a carcass out in the middle, and where one had got smoked in the middle of the night, you know.
Man.
Out front. Let's just kill right here. Get ready, boys. Get ready, boys. Get ready, boys. Cut them now. 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 Two, maybe.
Did it rain? Only two?
It rained two.
Rained two.
Two out of 20. They didn't do exactly what we wanted them to. They gave us a shot, but
sounded like them longhorns last night.
Oh, that's the truth.
That was a tough one to swallow.
Yeah, I went to bed about 8 minutes ago in the third. I said, I finished up to you, and I couldn't do
well, I stayed all the way through, and it pretty big slap in the face with 2 minutes left.
Oh, I didn't see all that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can watch the replays. I won't fill you in on it. It was another heartbreaker. Another Texas team disappointment. Hopefully we won't have one today. But all right, Bink. Well, I'll let you get to work, man. Y'all shoot them up and shoot a duck in the butt for me. If somebody wants to call you about coming down and lodging up, casting blast, whatever, how they get a hold of you, man.
MatagorToSunriseLodge.com, 979-241-1705. 2 weeks all right. left.
All right, buddy.
We ended up.
Well, shoot them up. I'll talk to you later.
Sounds good. Bye-bye.
All right. All right, that's Bink Grimes from Live from the Blind this morning. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.